Turn in your Bible to John chapter number 8. Amen. John chapter number 8. The Bible says John chapter number 8 and verse number 12. John chapter number 8, verse number 12. It says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Verse number 28. Then said Jesus unto them, "When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." As He spake these words, many believed on Him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How saith thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whomsoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." I want to preach this morning just a little while, if God will be my help, on true freedom. Now, we're getting ready tomorrow to celebrate our Independence Day. Amen. It'll be independent as a nation. But I want to say, when me and you become so independent that we're independent of God, then something's messed up. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need God Almighty in our lives. Amen. In every aspect of it, so that He can begin to guide us and lead us and show us the path that we need to walk on. And then He's the one that takes us by the hand and leads us on that path as we follow Him. The Bible teaches that Jesus many, many times, He said that I need to follow Him. Amen. And when we begin to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, He takes us on a path of righteousness for His name's sake. So God gets the glory out of your life. We need to think upon that today, children, how just exactly what God sees when He sees us. Does He see through true freedom from the things of this world and the bondage of sin? Or does He see us just going about our business as we always have? I want to say, when you begin to be a child of God and you're born again, something should change. We need to have a close walk with Him, a relationship with Him, a knowledge of Him, a wisdom of Him. He said, if we know the truth, praise God, He is the truth. And said, if we know the truth makes us free. Amen. Who is the truth? What is the truth? Jesus Christ is truth. Amen. He's the one that came. He's the one that lived, loved, bled and died, shed His blood on Calvary for your sins and mine. The one that got up victorious over death and the grave. Those things that we dread so much today, Jesus has already overcome them. And boy, we appreciate Him. We praise Him today for that. But we see here the Word of God. John's is speaking to us. And he's speaking to us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, about that marvelous light from heaven. Amen. There's a lot of lights from heaven. You see lights in the starry sky. You see lights flickering. Me and Teresa and me was out the other night, and there was lights flickering and shooting stars, and things are going on. And it's a marvelous thing, the lights. But I'm glad that there is a light today, and it's Christ Jesus, our Savior. And He said it in the world, He is the light. If He's the light, then there's no reason for me to walk around in darkness. Amen. Because if we'll come to light, praise God, even a moth has enough sense to come to light. Amen. I'd hate to think today, brother, that I wasn't as smart as a moth. Amen. That I was dumber than a moth. That I wouldn't come to light, praise God, when the light's turned on for me. And it turned on to illumination. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is given to us here in verse 12. He said, "Then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light," what's this, "of life." Amen. I'm believing today that there's a whole lot of people walking around in the darkness of this world without any life. You say, well, preacher, they're alive. They may be alive physically, but there's no life spiritually. They're dead, amen, in the world. They're dead, they're decaying, they're falling apart, and they're going, they know not where. As we look at this and we begin to see it, the Bible speaks to us. Jesus tells us here that these Pharisees, these religious leaders, didn't know where they were going. Amen? They didn't have a clue where they were going. They were supposed to be religious. Let me say this morning. Religion has sent people to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Religion has destroyed more lives than anything else. Amen. People get caught up in religion. But I tell you what we need. We need a good dose of salvation. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Deliver us from religion. Deliver us into a pure religion. An undefiled religion. Praise God that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. He makes that difference. Praise God. I don't, you don't, but He does. Amen. Praise the Lord. You begin to see it. But these religious leaders, praise God, they was walking in darkness. Now they should have known better because they were religious folk. Amen. They were supposed to be supposed to know the things that were in this world, but yet they didn't. Amen. Praise God. They didn't realize where they were going, and they didn't know where Jesus was going either. Amen. Praise God. They had no idea where He was going. He said, I've got to go away. And they said, well, they thought He's going to go kill Himself. He's going to go commit suicide. And He said, where I go, you can't come. Amen. You want me to tell you why? Because they didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't believe what God had told them. I want to say, young as today, we need to believe on Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. We need to be gathered and rallied around Him and the truth of the Word, because the truth of the Word, it make you free. Praise God. But they was a dark situation. They were dark spiritually. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people in the world today that they claim religion, but spiritually they're in darkness. You say, preacher, how could you be spiritual? How could you be in religion and be spiritually dark? It's because of that lives in your heart. Now they should have known. The Bible tells us in John chapter 8, verse 5, He said, now Moses and the law commanded us. Now they knew Moses and the law. They knew the law of God. Amen. In verse number 9, it says this, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one. So they had it in their heart, the darkness. They were dark spiritually. They knew the law. Amen. That was from God. They knew in their consciousness, praise God, what was right and what was wrong. I'm afraid we're living in a day and hour that people are living in spiritual darkness. They know what the law says. They know what the Word says. They know, praise God, they know what their consciousness teaches us. We choose to live in darkness. And the problem with them is they knew the law, and they knew in their consciousness right from wrong, but praise God, they didn't know God the Father. Amen. We can physically know by nature, praise God, the things that's the law, and we can know the consciousness, in our consciousness, what's right and wrong. But the problem was they had the law and they had a consciousness, but they didn't have the light. Jesus is telling them here in verse 12, praise God, He said, hey, listen, He said, you've got the basic things that we need. He said, but what you really need is a light. You need a light, praise God, that illuminated it. It'll help you put these things together in the right perspective, in the right order, so that God Almighty can get the glory. Amen. So they had all the things they need, but the light of life was missing. Amen. That now there's a lot of light in the world, but it's artificial light. Like light that's made up. And you know, some light is better than others. As the old fellow said, we've come a long way, baby, when it comes to light. Edison started out with a little old light bulb that he got from the thought of a lightning bolt. And we've come a long way. We've come to to the incandescent, and we've come to the LEDs, and now we got I don't know what. Praise God, it's just getting bigger and bolder and brighter, and the light that we have can come in all different colors, all different varieties. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a light, and even though we have all the different lights and the colors, praise God, there's a light of life that shines through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And if it's not shining in our hearts today, praise God, we ought to hit our face before the throne of grace today. Amen. Thanking God for that illuminating power, that we won't be caught up in religious compromise. But praise God, we'll serve a living Savior because He is the light of life. He'll light you up. Amen. Think about the light of life, praise God, in Christ Jesus. It can't be quenched. Amen. It won't be put out, praise God. It'll shine forever. And when we begin to know the Father, amen, that light shines brighter. See, the problem was that they didn't know the Father. It says in verse 27, so they understood not that He spake to them of the Father. Amen. They didn't know God the Father. You say, well, preacher, they claim to be Christians. They proclaim to know God. I won't say there's a whole lot of people in the world today that claim to be Christians and claim to know God. But we're walking circumspectly away from Him just as hard as we can go. But we ought to be drawing nigh to Him because we know Him, we know who He is, we know what He expects, we know that He loves us and He cares for us. And we know that we're living in a world in adversity, and we know that we need someone to help us. Amen. And we can't count on hey, listen, I love people. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I believe we'd do whatever we could to help one another. But glory be to God, there's times that you can't be there. There's times that I can't be there. But I want to say there's never been a time, hallelujah, glory to God, that He can't be there. Amen. Because He's always there. You can call upon Him, and there He is. If we get sin out of our life, you can't talk to God, amen, if you got sin in your life. The only prayer He'll hear, the only words He'll hear from you if you've been living in sin is, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. I mean, from the fiber of your being, you cry out and say, oh God, please forgive me, a sinner. You say, preacher, how do I have to do that? I don't know about you, but I have to do it every day. Amen. Bible said we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. We do it all the time. Amen. And you say, preacher, how do we sin? We just by living in this world. Amen. Well, by living in this world, these things that come our way constantly. The things that's in our mind, the things in our actions, the things in our attitudes. And we have to ask God to forgive us and help us, praise God, so we can do those things to bring glory to His name and not a reproach to God. I'm afraid there's a lot of things today that's a reproach to God. So the illumination of God, praise God, is knowing God the Father. See, they didn't know God the Father, and they didn't understand God the Son. He was a teaching them, praise God. And if you read through the Bible, read that red writing. Amen. If you've got a King James Bible, praise God, that's got the words of Christ in red, if you'll go through there and read that red writing, praise God, it'll help your heart. If I wasn't going to read anything else, if I wasn't ever going to read the Bible, I'd get me one, praise God, and I'd go through and read that red writing. And then I'd go through and I'd read, because that is what thus says the Lord Jesus Christ. And if Jesus said it, praise God, you can take it to the bank. Praise God, that's where true freedom comes from. In the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He speaks to us from God the Father. But He don't speak that He has Himself. As we taught and we told you last Wednesday night, praise God. He said, whatever the Father gives me, He said, I'm going to give to you. Amen. He's the curator of all of it, praise God. He takes it, God gives it to Jesus, and Jesus has it all to pass out. And He'll pass it out in a liberal fashion if we want it. How much of the Lord do we want today? How much of God and godliness do we want today? He said, there's an illumination, praise God, but do we want the light? He said that the light come to the world, but the world loved darkness rather than light. I'm afraid sometimes we'd rather chase the dark than the light. It's amazing to me how we're living in a world in chaos, and every time somebody wants to protest, they wait till dark 30. I wonder why they do that. I tell you why they do it, because their deeds are evil. Amen. Amen. They ain't doing it for no good reason, praise God. They're doing it because it's evil. Wicked hearts and wicked people, praise God, are doing wicked deeds. Amen. Praise God. But God Almighty, praise God, He illuminates us and helps us to not do wicked things, but to do things that's pleasing to God. And He gives us a not only illumination, but He gives us liberation. He brings us out, praise God, in true freedom. See, these Pharisees, they were in deception. They were deceived. Notice what it says here in verse 33. He said, and they answered him, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but the Bible teaches that the Jew was living under Roman control. Hello? That's a form of bondage. They were living under the Roman control, praise God. They were controlled by Rome. They told them everything they could do. They told them everything they could think. They told them every action they could... It was everything they were about was controlled by Rome. If that's not bondage, I don't know what it is. Amen? We're living today in a world, praise God, they'd like all of us to be under bondage. They'd like for us to listen to them, praise God, but I ain't going to listen to them because they're crazy. Amen. They've disallowed God. They've disallowed God. The Word, they've turned away from God. They've turned their back on God. Amen. I'm not following after that bunch. I'm going to go with the minority. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says separate ourselves. Amen. Be a peculiar people. Be different, praise God, in this present world we live. Hey, praise God, let people look upon us and see us not like the rest, but praise God, see them like somebody that's taking a stand and that loved the Lord. I love it when you go to a restaurant. And you sit down and the tables is full, and the people in the table next to you bow their head and go to praying over their meal. Amen. People look at them, sometimes people look at them kind of squeamish, kind of funny. But praise God, that's all right. And then you get your opportunity, praise God, they start to bring your food out and you bow your head and you thank God for His blessing upon you. Thank you for the good day, giving a bountiful supply that He's about to, and the feast He's about to set before you from the good hand of God. Amen. And praise God, God begins to get the glory. I'm talking about, praise God, that liberation, that we have that liberty, praise God, that freedom. Just lift up our voices and praise God. Amen. Don't let nobody take that away from you. This is America, praise God. Brother Bill and these others went over across the water, praise God, and thought that we'd have a right to stand up and say, glory, hallelujah, God is good, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. They give us that right. That come from God. But they said that they didn't have no, the deception was they were not under bondage, but they was under bondage of Rome. They said they were not under bondage, but they was under bondage of the law. Amen. They was under bondage of the law, praise God. They even got to the point that Jesus was among them and that they accused Him of blaspheming the Sabbath, praise God. And He said, listen, the Sabbath was made for man. That God give them that, praise God. He give the Jew that, praise God, that they could have a day of rest. I'm glad we don't worship on the Sabbath no more. We worship on the first day of the week. You say, Pastor, why do we do that? Because, praise God, that's when Jesus got up. And that's when victory come, praise God. It was the first day of the week when He come up out of the grave, victorious over death and the grave, praise God. And true freedom come when Jesus Christ arose from the dead. And we rise up on Sunday morning, we get dressed up, go to the house of God to worship and praise Him and give Him glory because we serve a risen Savior. Amen. He's not dead. He's not laid in some tomb somewhere. He's not just a bunch of bones and dust, praise God. But He's alive and living at the throne at the right hand of the Father on high so that we can live, praise God, virtually and circumspectly with Him. Glory, hallelujah, as He's our intercessor, our intermediary, praise God, between God to Father. He's looking down upon us and He sees us today, youngins. But when He sees us, praise God, He don't only see us, He sees His Son. Praise His holy name. But they said we're free when they're not. I believe there's a lot of folks today in the world that's saying they're free when they're not. They're bound up by the things, praise God, that so easily beset them. The things that get a hold of them. The things that hold them back. Praise God, it's time to chunk that stuff. It's time just to ask God Almighty to help us just to come out from among them and be separate, praise God, with the Spirit of the Lord, amen. A freedom, praise God, a true freedom that comes in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. A sin, praise God, is a thing that used to be. A sin's something that don't hold us back no more. Sin is something that was a part of us. But praise God, it's been put behind us. Amen. As we march on for the cause of Christ. Looking at for the author and the finisher of faith to help us. Amen. These fellows mention Abraham. Amen. In verse 33. He said, I answer him, said, we be Abraham's seed. It amazes me that here the Lord, they say that we're Abraham's seed. And Jesus tells them in verse 35, he said, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. I believe he takes them back to Isaac and Ishmael. In Genesis chapter 21, he said, listen, they was a servant, but the servant doesn't abide forever, praise God. He said, but a son, praise God, abides forever in the Father's house. He said, what you need to be, what you have to become, is just become a son, praise God, because a servant can't abide always in the Father's house, but a son, glory, hallelujah, will abide always in the Father's house. A son, praise God, the one of the that belongs to the Father will abide in His house. Amen. So he's not going nowhere. Amen. God the Father won't kick him out. Amen. He won't be brought to ruin, praise God. He won't go into perdition to be made useless and no account, but one that abideth in the Father's house, has the power of the Father, has glory, hallelujah, has the resources of the Father, amen, has whatever God's got, the Son will give to us, because He has it all. If we need any help, if you need any help today, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ has it all. I said Wednesday night, praise God, you get the Son, you get everything. When you get the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you get the whole enchilada. Top to bottom, side to side, praise God. We get it all when we get Jesus. He makes that difference, praise God. Amen. He mentions the Son in the Father's house. And He mentions that the Son that's in the Father's house makes you free. You realize the only way to be free today, praise God, is to be free in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free. Now, I like that word make you, don't you? Amen. If the Son therefore make you free. In other words, He's the one who makes you free. Amen. Praise God. He said, you can't do it by yourself. He said, not of works that we have done. But it's through grace, the marvelous grace of God through faith, praise God. Those that believe and put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, He makes us free. He gives us a freedom. Amen. What's wrong with the world today? They don't have no freedom. There's so many peoples today that's under repression, held down, been held down, praise God, with no freedom at all. I want to say, listen to me, you young people. America is the greatest nation in the world. It's a nation where you have freedom, where you have liberty. Don't you let these liberal schools, don't you let these liberal teachers tell you that America's a bad place. America is still the greatest nation in the world, praise God. And what we need to do, what you need to do, is just lift up Lord Jesus, but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Realize and praise God, He's delivering again. Amen. He's giving us freedom. Amen. The Son offers that freedom. To who? To those that trust in Him. When we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He gives us the freedom. He gives us that liberty that's in Him. That comes from the Father, praise God. He makes truth, praise God, in you. Look at verse 32. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is truth? Pilate asked Him. Pilate asked Jesus. He said, what is truth? Amen. And I believe Jesus just went, amen. Jesus is truth. He's that we can count on. He's that we have assurance in. because deception is rampant. Amen. Freedom is not there except in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us that freedom. He gives us freedom in His Word. He said, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. How do you know truth? By the Word of God. The Word of God gives you truth. We want games and gimmicks. We want everything in the world that they've got today except truth. Amen? We need truth, praise God, that makes us free. It gives us liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name. That helps us, to stand up, helps our children stand up, helps our families to stand up, helps our churches to stand up in the liberty of Christ Jesus. I've made free, praise God, in Him. To study the Bible, to believe the Bible, to trust in the Bible, to obey the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. But we get caught up in this, just like these Pharisees, just like all these others have. Get caught up in slavery, the slavery of sin. Amen? Satan's slavery just keeps it seems to be freedom. The things that some of the things that the old devil has, it seems like freedom. Seems like it's just a going about and having a good time. But I won't say the end result of sin, praise God, is death. Death coming to sinners. That's why Peter was so adamant when he began to rebuke them in 2 Peter chapter number 2. 2 Peter chapter number 2. In verse 15, he's talking about some. Of course, he said, which have forsaken the right way and gone astray, fallen the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with men's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest. In other words, it's a mist carried by storm. It's a mist don't amount to much. And he said, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, in other words, no truth, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. That's a lot of times it's sexual excess. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. They were lost that were seeking help. And we give them the wrong advice. And we push them in the wrong direction. Amen? He said, while they promise them liberty or freedom, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Amen? Praise God. In other words, they're captive to these folks are captive to their own depravity. They don't even realize it. How many people do you know today that, you know, they say, oh, you go talk to them, you try to witness to them, and they say, well, I believe I'm all right. You know what's the matter? They're captive to their own depravity. They don't even realize that the devil, praise God, has got them right where he wants them. I'm afraid a whole lot of church people are that way. Amen. Religious people are that way. God help. He said, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's talking about the ideology of the world. Let me just tell you, the ideology of the world is crazy. I mean, they've flipped everything upside down. Nothing makes any sense no more. But he said, for if they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. He said, what is? They come to knowledge, but they don't know. They don't surrender to Lord Jesus Christ. They don't become a follower of Christ. I want to say today, young and praise God, that true freedom is being born again in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust and blessing, the blessing and the blesser, praise God, to come into your heart and to receive Him unto yourself, praise God, that where He is, there you are, and where you are, there He is, and you just walk with Him and encouraged by Him, unctioned by Him, praise God, in the Spirit. us who never carried back. I praise God, it's never right to go backwards. Amen. We all should press forward, Lord Jesus Christ. We all should be following Christ. And He leads us in the path of righteousness. Amen. We become part of who He is. And He becomes our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. He tells us in Matthew chapter 11 about that bondage that we have, the burden that we have. He says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, He says, "Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Are you getting tired? Sometimes I get so tired in this world. Amen. Praise God. I just need to hunt a place to rest. Amen. Just looking for some work where you can ease up and sit down for a while. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for a glorious day, Brother Bill, and I pull up on the shores of Engedi over there in glory land. Amen. Praise God. And I walk in with the Savior and just rest a spell. Praise God with Him. Won't it be something, praise the Lord, when we're resting in the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, let me just say today, children, we can rest in the Lord today. Amen. Today. Today is the day of salvation. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." You know what we need to rest in? Our soul. Our soul needs rest today. Our soul needs peace today. Our souls need purpose today. And that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen. He said, "Hey, listen, so take my yoke upon you." He said, let me carry your load. And praise God, He said, I'll carry your load and you carry mine. Amen. The load I'll put on you. He said, it's easy to bear. Praise God. All you got to do is just trust in me and follow me and be led of me. He takes that load. He takes all the load upon Himself. He did that on Calvary. He bore the weight of the whole world's sins upon Himself on the cross. True freedom. It's when we believe in the one, praise God, that bore our sins on Calvary. He said, praise God, all you have to do is just believe that I did that for you. And He says, I'll take that whole burden off of you. You ever get to sometimes you feel like your sin, your life is like luggage? Luggage is a weird thing. Amen. It's something that you get and you keep forever. You'll take a little trip. And you'll bring it back and you'll stack them all together, you know, the big one and then the littler one and the littler one. And you put them all in there and you zip it up and you put it away till next time. Amen. And that luggage, praise God. But if we ain't careful, that luggage, it just continues to hang around. But glory be to God, Jesus said, if you'll get rid of luggage, the baggage, the things that so easy beset us, praise God, he said, pile it on me. He said, I can take it. I've endured it. I know the pain and the suffering that you're in. Glory to God. He said, I'll take that baggage off of you, and I'll let you carry my load. My yoke ain't heavy. Amen. Amen. A yoke is what they'd use, put upon an oxen. And it was that yoke, praise God, on their shoulders that would bear the burden. Jesus said, I've already bore the burden of Calvary for you and you and you and you. He said, I've already bore the burden. But He said, let's swap yokes. And He said, I'll give you one that's light. And all you have to do to have true freedom, praise God, today is just take my yoke upon you. Learn of me and your burden will be light. Amen. The burden will be just trusting in the Lord. And one day in a little while, the psalmist said, we'll fly away. Amen. Seems like the yoke must be pretty light if we can fly away with it. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. It won't hold us down. It won't hold us back. But it encourages us in true freedom. Freedom in Christ Jesus our Savior. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free. Ye shall be free indeed. He said, I know that ye are Abraham's seed. They said, we're Abraham's seed. He said, by nature, yeah, you're Abraham's seed, naturally. But He said, spiritually, not so much. Amen. The Bible said that Abraham, your father Abraham, believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. They didn't believe God. They had the Word. They had a conscience. But they didn't believe the Word. They didn't believe God. How many people do we know? Amen. That know the Word. They have a consciousness. But they don't believe God. Amen. We have to be examples, youngins. We have to be examples to these folks. That they can see Christ in us, the hope of glory. That they can see that true freedom that we have as Christians. The liberty that we have. Where we can bow our heads and pray and be thankful. Where we can come to church and raise our hand and offer up our prayers, our supplications, offer up our praise. That's freedom. That's true freedom today. Let me tell you something, young. Don't take that for granted. Because a lot of places don't have that. We have it today. Amen. That's why this is the greatest nation in the world, because we have freedom, independence, to be dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust Him as our Lord and our Savior all the days of our life. Amen. That He will set us free and make us His own. They had a natural posterity in the land. He said, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. He said, as naturally you were Abraham's seed, but spiritually you're dead. Spiritually you were in darkness. Verse 38, he said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. It was just plain talk. The Lord said, your father is the devil. Your father is the wicked one. Your father is a deceiver. My father is the God of glory. That's the difference. That's the difference today, praise God. That's the difference between true freedom. That's the difference in independence in the Lord Jesus Christ and no dependence. Amen. In Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise His holy name. But God makes the difference. I believe that's why God raised this country up to be a superpower in just a matter of short time. It's never happened before in history. But I believe God brought us to a place where we can be totally dependent on Him, trusting Him. And I'm saying we're coming to a place and a position in the very near future that we are going to have to depend upon the Lord. Amen. We're going to have to depend upon the Lord. We're not going to be dependent upon our government. We're not going to depend on anybody else. We're going to have to put our faith and trust in Him. Amen. We better start doing it today. We better get used to doing day, praise God. And that way, I've told you the story before, and I'll tell you this, and we'll go. My Grandpa Young sat under that old oak tree up there. We had hoeing corn, and we stopped to drink some of Granny's Kool-Aid. And he was telling me about when they went through the Great Depression. He sat there and life. He's one of these that life and cry at the same time, and talk about how good the Lord was. He said, son, let me tell you, brother. We didn't even know that there was a Great Depression. Because we was just trusting in the Lord, and the Lord was taking care of us. And he said, we had what we needed. Praise God. God miraculously supplied it. He said, and we come through, praise God, basically unscathed. He said, we've seen hardships. We've seen trials all around us. But he said, God was good. He said, the Lord said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I never see the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Amen. You know what all these beggars out here on the side of the street need? They need a good dose of salvation. Amen. Praise God. And they'd go apply themselves, trusting the Lord. Praise God. God give them a good job and they'd have what they need. But it takes saving grace of God. Amen. It takes true freedom that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, I'm the light. Not only am I the light, he said, I'm the light of life. Amen. You want to see? You want to be able to see to get through this thing, get to the other side, praise God, you got to have Jesus. Because He is your light.